Welcome to evening prayer, Friday the 18th September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with me, your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. My spirit faints within me, my heart within me is desolate. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul gasps for you like a thirst land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I shall walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Teach me to do what pleases you. For you, my God, let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayers rise before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. We read from Psalm 22. Be not far from me, O Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my salvation? From the words of my distress? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. And by night also, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forebears trusted in you. They trusted in you. You delivered them. They cried out to you, and you were delivered. They put their trust in you, and you were not confounded, but not far from me, O Lord. But as for me, I am a worm. I am a worm and no man, scorned by all the despised by the scorned and all and despised by all by people. All who see and laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him deliver him. He delights in him. But it is you that took me out of the womb and laid me safe upon my mother's breast. On you was I cast ever since I was born. You are my God, even my mother's womb, even my mom's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near at hand, and there is none to be helped. But not far from me, O Lord. Mighty oxen come around me, fat bulls of Bashan close me on every side. They grab upon me with their mouths, as it were ramping and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint, my head has become like wax, melting in the depth of my body. My mouth is dried up like the potsherd. My tongue cleaves to gums. You have laid me in the dust of death, but not far from me, O Lord. For the hounds are all about me. The packs of wilders close in on me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I cannot count all my bones. They stand in staring and looking upon me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lot for my clothing. But not far from me, O Lord, you are my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my poor life from the poor dog, the power of a dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me, be not far from me, O Lord. I will tell of your name to my people. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you. Lord, the Lord, you that fear him, O seed of Jacob, glorify him in the house of him, O seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the suffering of the poor, neither has he hidden his face from them. But when they cried to him, he heard them. From you comes my praise in the great congregations. I will perform my vows in the presence of those that fear you. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, for those who seek the Lord shall praise him. Their heart shall live forever, but not far from me, O Lord. All the ends of the earth shall remember that to turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For the kingdom of the Lord, and he rules over the nations. How can those who sleep in the earth bow down in worship, or those who go down to the knees before him? He has saved my life for himself. My descendants shall serve him. This shall be told of the Lord for generations to come. They shall come and make known his salvation to a people yet unborn, declaring that the Lord has done it. Be not far from me, dear Lord. Restless with grief and fear, they abandon, turn to you in every hour of trial. God, deliver us. O God, holy, mighty, God, most strong, whose wisdom in the Christ, in the cross of Christ. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O my Lord, of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. Lord, we dedicate the prayer. I dedicate this prayer to our leaders of the church, our pastors, who do a great job. But I am only a child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern these great people except them? Our leaders, give them wisdom and discerning heart to distinguish between right and wrong, Father. We pray that our church leaders will be instructed by God on how to carry out their duties in a godly manner with wisdom and confidence. We bring prayers to them so they don't grow weary in doing good. We pray that they would remember the original call from God so that they will fix their eyes on God and his leading rather than all the things, situations going on around them. We pray that they would be refreshed by the Holy Spirit and that they would give, that he will give them the strength to press on through the difficulties. Lord Father, we pray for unity and love in our leaders' families. We pray that first God and the family will come before ministry. We pray that their families grow in love and unity as they pursue the Lord together. We pray that the leaders and their spouses will be of one mind and will pursue God through fearing relationship and submission towards one another. We pray for their children and that they would see the love of God and in their mothers and fathers, and they would seek to know you personally, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I thank you, Christ. It's a prayer from St. Basil. I thank you, Christ, Master of our God, King of the ages and Creator of all things, for all the good gifts you have given me, especially for the participation in your pure, life-giving mysteries. I therefore pray to you, God, good loving Lord, keep me under your protection, under the shadows of your wings. Grant that to my last breath I may, with a pure conscience, partake worthily of your gifts for the forgiveness of the sins and eternal life. For you are the bread of life and the source of holiness, the giver of all good, and to you we give glory, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all and evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.